This is CICK News. Up on Hislop Road on a beautiful blue sky day in the Bulkley Valley this week, I drove to meet a group of employees for Youth on Farms at High Slope Acres as they learned carpentry tools to build a new seed cart for the library's seed library. So can you explain what we're doing here today?
Yeah, just give everybody that's working out on different farms a little bit of background on some tools that might be something they run into on their work site. So we just went over safety lessons and different basic tools, basic power tools. And then we like to do these training days as hands-on, so to practice what we've learned this morning, we're building the seed cart for the new library. Mm-hmm. So Youth on Farms is basically 15 to 29,
yeah,
15 to 30, I guess. This year we actually have a wide range. Sometimes they're a bit closer in range, but this year we have right the low and the high end, mm-hmm, which makes it interesting because everyone has different experiences, so it kind of works out well that way.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make a difference from our perspective or our partner farm's perspective, mm-hmm, as long as they're interested in doing the job. But yeah, good range of ages this year. Yeah, so everybody here today specifically, we have a relationship with, so these are basically, it's Groundbreakers Youth on Farms employees that are working on different farms. So that's what's here today. These are our training days are a little bit different than our work bee days. Work bee days are a bit more open to everybody. These ones are specific for those who are working with us already, with the exception of Katya, who's one of our Rise Up volunteers, and so she gets to take advantage of these.
Yeah, so they're bringing that out so that if someone needs, like, let's say, like a garden box built, and they have this experience.
Totally, yeah, for the job, but also for themselves too. Like, just once we learned about the tools, we said, oh, like, what do you guys want to practice on? So everybody chose like a little thing for themselves. So Callie hatches chickens, got chickens at home, so we're like, oh, do you need anything, maybe a little ramp for your chicken coop? And she's like, yeah, that's perfect. So she practiced on the drills and stuff, doing that for herself, and someone made a little frame for stress some canvas over for a painting, and then someone started a soil screener. So yeah, what we're doing this afternoon, the major practice is on the seed cart, but this morning, just like after we learned some stuff, they each chose a little mini project, mm-hmm, zipped off in a couple hours.
I don't know if you want to or if you can answer this question, but why it's mostly women, is that like typical?
Yeah, I think for actually I found in this industry, not so much like the last 50 years, uh-huh, agriculture has been seems to have been dominated by men, but it's not always the case. First of all, it's the women are a lot doing the work in the background and holding it together, and more you see so many women run farms this style anyways, like more the markety garden or the smaller scale, mm-hmm, but I have found in the past 10 years or 15 years there are more women who are that I've employed personally, but also through Youth on Farms and others too, like the odd guy, but it's women. Yeah,
we're taking over.
Yeah,
watch out.
That sounds good. Yeah.
The Rise Up provincial program serves as a vital bridge between food system education and hands-on reality, connecting volunteers with local host organizations such as Groundbreakers for practical on-the-ground training. By participating in farm work bees and community projects, volunteers gain authentic experience that moves beyond the romanticized vision of agriculture to build genuine resume-ready skills. This collaboration not only strengthens the local food network, but it also causes a vetted talent pool for employers, ensuring that those entering the field are well-prepared and deeply connected to their community's food systems. The workers at High Slope Acres told me why they like this work and what motivated them to start farming. Here are two Groundbreakers employees, Jade and Eden, on the subject.
I primarily have focused my career on environmental science, working in a lot of industrial sites, and I really wanted to dive into agriculture and as well as connect with our local farming community, mm-hmm, in the Bulkley Valley.
Yeah.
'Cause that's not something that I have an exposure to. I was born and raised in Terrace, but we didn't really do any of that type of thing. The experience offered by Bulkley Valley Groundbreakers, mm-hmm, through the Youth on Farms program allows me to expand my skills and then transfer them to my own personal projects, mm-hmm, because I am an aspiring farmer.
Okay.
I do have my own property, and it's really good to get that exposure because it shows me realistically how much work goes into it and the infrastructure that you need to actually be successful or to not be successful.
I've heard it's like a pretty big issue, like, I don't know about the United States, but in Canada, that the farming population is aging. Mm-hmm. Some of the statistics are like actually pretty dire about how much we need to get youth and like the next generation of people growing food involved. So I think it's just a cool initiative to be involved with in general. And I'm also a young farmer, so it kind of suits my demographic.
Looking ahead, as Mark mentioned in our interview, food sovereignty, autonomy, and knowing where your food is coming from is forefront in the minds of youths in the Bulkley Valley. And for someone like Callie, she wants to be able to upgrade her skills and bring them back to her own farm. Okay, Callie, what were you just doing?
Using the table saw.
To do what?
To cut plywood.
For what?
For the seed cart for the library.
What other projects have you done this summer?
Working on the farms, just planting, harvesting, yeah, okay. Weeding, like the usual.
Yeah.
And then with the training day, the other training day we did was all about composting and everything. So we learned about how to compost.
Do you live on a farm?
I would say so, yeah. Yeah. Have two cows and a bunch of chickens.
So do you bring what you learned back home, or is this sort of upgrading your skills?
I have noticed that I do retain information, and that will help with my mom's garden.
Bulkley Valley Groundbreakers, ironically, of course, is living up to the name, because they really are breaking ground for younger folks like myself who basically didn't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can have the land, you can have the time, but knowing where to put my time and resources is really critical, because it's easy to waste time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to waste your own energy, which is really, at the end of the day, sometimes is finite.
I like to think about rather building solutions and focusing on positive projects for our own sovereignty, whether it's food or like local economies or in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Food sovereignty for me is like my focus, because it's just such an essential thing. Like, food is medicine. It's kind of, you know, if everyone was more focused just on growing food, we would have to focus a lot less on other unnecessary things. And and it's a great way to build community too.
Finally, I asked, why should someone get involved with Groundbreakers as either a volunteer employee or to involve them in your own farm's projects?
All of the reasons that I just outlined, yeah. Basically. I find that all the other participants are super approachable. The training days like these are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't mean you're just stuck at one work placement the whole summer.
Yeah.
You get out, you get to see different setups. Every farm is a little bit different. So, for example, Mark's greenhouse here, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
2 hours ago. So, and just Groundbreakers in general, I find is really approachable. And, yeah, the whole program is to learn.
Yeah.
So if you're willing to learn and you're willing to work, I think it's a great program.
I would just think back to my first experiences doing physical kind of work. And it's really gratifying farming, because you can really see what you've done. Like, there's lots of jobs where you're doing a lot of work, but at the end of the day, you don't see a planted field or a harvested field, or, you know, you pass someone some food that you've like put your love into and they smile and they're so happy to have local stuff. Or I guess I'm just saying it's really rewarding and like in a deeper way, which some work it's hard to find a deeper purpose sometimes. So I think that'd probably be my main point for youth, like, if you want a job that I think society really needs and it's keeps you in shape and you get to be outside.
Some people are very romantic about farming or gardening and stuff.
Yeah.
And to have someone have a little bit of hands-on experience firsthand and first and some knowledge helps out a lot, whether or not they really want to be there.
Yeah.
And if they don't, that's fine. But if they do, then they got that experience, and then we can use that on the resume. And chances are, like, because Katya or Andrew's gone through as a volunteer, like, we would hire them.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.